This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Colorectal cancer. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Thursday morning edition, and I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss studio, Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and on the satellite, streaming live online. And don't forget, this is tomorrow's news tonight that you're hearing right now, and a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, too, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, plus the snow plow and sander drivers out there keeping the roads open where it's doing its thing, including up on the lake tonight, the Great Lakes, Lake Ontario and Lake Erie, Lake Effect Snow. Thank you for what you're doing. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch page, the Captain's America Third Watch page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. And you can also go into the chat room that we've got there, the Captain's America group, the Captain's America group, and there's a bunch of people in there right now that are all chiming back and forth at us. All righty, let's drift down over here. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. All righty, let me try this again here. All right, Kyle, good morning. All right, well, okay, try that. Good morning, Kyle, how are you? All right, he can't seem to hear me. Well, anyway, I'm going to say the Pledge of Allegiance and go from there. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, yesterday we had the signing of the impeachment documents from the House, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and she sent the documents on over to the Senate. And by the way, she gave all their little minions a gold pen. Let's listen to what Nancy had to say yesterday.
On January 13th, reports emerged the Russian government hacked a recurring gas company, Burisma, as part of their ongoing effort to influence U.S. elections in support of President Trump. And just yesterday, the House Committee, two of our chairmen here, Chairman Nadler of Judiciary, Chairman Schiff of Intelligence, Chairman Elliot Engel of Foreign Affairs, and Chairwoman Maloney of the Government Reform, released new evidence pursuant to a House subpoena. Lev Parnas, you know who that is, an associate of Rudy Giuliani, that further proves the president was a central player in the scheme to pressure Ukraine for his own benefit in the 2020 election. This is about the Constitution of the United States, and it's important to see the president to know, and Putin to know, the American voters in America should decide who our president is, not Vladimir Putin in Russia.
You know, Nancy sounds like she's having a little trouble trying to speak, and I don't know if that's just a sign of senility or what, but I want you to listen to one other little thing that she had to say. She talked about the fact Donald Trump was impeached and it will last forever. Listen to this nonsense.
Good morning, everyone. This is a very important day for us. And as you know, I reference temporal markers that our founders and our poets and others have used over time to place us in time, to emphasize the importance of time, because everything is about time, how we use it, how we mark it. And today is an important day because today is the day that we name the managers, we go to the floor to pass the resolution to transmit the articles of impeachment to the Senate, and later in the day when we have our engrossment that we march those articles of impeachment to the United States Senate. As I've said, it's always been our founders when they started. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary, when Abraham Lincoln 67 years ago, Thomas Paine, now are these are the times that try men's souls, the times have found us. Again and again, even our poets, Longfellow, remember, listen, my children, and you will hear the midnight ride of Paul Revere on the 18th of April in 75. Hardly a man is now alive that remembers that famous day and year. It's always about marking history using time. On December 18th, the House of Representatives impeached the President of the United States, an impeachment that will last forever. Since December 18th, there have been comments about when are we going to send the articles over. Well, we had hoped that the courtesy would be extended, that we would have seen what the process would be in the Senate. Short of that, that time has revealed many things since then. Time has been our friend.
Now, it's obvious that Nancy Pelosi is trying to pressure the Senate and Mitch McConnell to fall in line with what she's doing, but right now, what Mitch McConnell could do, and I'm not saying he would, because we know that there's no basis for the impeachment. There's no crime and all that sort of stuff that's been committed, and it's just a bunch of hearsay stuff. We all know that. So what the House or the Senate could do is put everything on hold, send it back to the House, and say, you haven't proven anything here. Go back and do it over again. They could actually do that. We'll see what happens. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Try this bacon. Get to Mixon Fruit Farms today. Skip the line and call ahead. They love local regulars. 941-748-5829.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my good friends at Relief Factor. Now, let me ask you a question. I've been taking Relief Factor for 3 years and 10 months, and yes, I've been keeping track because I've been basically pain-free or at least pain-tolerable in that amount of time. Now, I suffer from arthritis, and arthritis is very painful for me, especially in certain occasions. But let me ask you something. How much pain is too much pain for you? And if you're in pain right now, and maybe have been for a while, is $19.95 too much for you to spend to see if you can get out of pain? Well, this is what Relief Factor is doing right now with the 3-week quick start. Get on the 3-week quick start, $19.95. It's regularly $64.95, and see what it'll do for you. Now, I know, according to Relief Factor and the stats they give me, that over 80% of the people, about 81%, that order the 3-week quick start stay on Relief Factor, and they go on to order more. Now, it's very affordable, it's very reasonable, and what are you willing to pay to stay out of pain? I'll tell you what, it's all natural, too. There's nothing in it that's narcotic. It's all natural, and what's in there works. That's all I can tell you. It works. Natural product, natural ingredients, no narcotics. So, $19.95, 3-week quick start. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the $19.95, 3-week quick start plan. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
There you are. Listen to this. The magic of button pushing.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's good. Now, again, I'm going to play a little something here before we move on. This was Van Jones. Now, Van Jones is really, you got to wonder sometimes about him because he actually makes sense once in a while. And the guy's a communist. We know he is. This is what he had to say about the debate on CNN.
And I want to say that tonight for me was dispiriting. Democrats have to do better than what we saw tonight. There was nothing I saw tonight that would be able to take Donald Trump out, and I want to see a Democrat in the White House as soon as possible. There was nothing tonight that, if you're looking at this thing, you say any of these people are prepared for what Donald Trump is going to do to us, and to see further division tonight is very dispiriting.
Okay. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I have to agree. If I were Van Jones, I'd be very dispirited, too, to see, so again, what the Democrats... crowd is devolving into. They're not unified. They don't have, the only message, quote unquote, is get Donald Trump. But that's not a message. It's not a political strategy. And at the same time, there are a lot of voters, and see, they think, Captain, that somebody like a Joe Biden is gonna go out and get moderate Republicans and other people who don't like that Donald Trump tweets all the time, this kind of thing. And there's suddenly going to vote for somebody like Joe Biden or Amy Klobuchar or Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders. I think that's kind of dreaming on their part.
Yeah, exactly. And folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Now, Al is chiming in. And good morning to Al. He's saying it's crazy cold out here, 4 degrees above zero. Well, Al, that's your problem. You're up there in the cold country. We're down here where it's nice and warm. Matter of fact, 67 degrees right now where I'm at. Might get down into the middle or lower 60s by morning, but I'm not trying to rub it in. I'm just telling you, that's cool for us. And what's it like where you're at, Kyle?
Well, I think it's probably about 50-something right now. It's been pretty cold here at night, but actually right now I'm just checking it, 48 degrees.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no thank you. I need a heavier coat. all right, and good morning to Mel, Saratoga Springs. He's chiming in. Okay. And like I say, we're all over in the Captain's America group chat room, and Mel is chiming in off the Facebook Messenger, and Al's coming in that way, and Brian just chimed in. Want to say hello to Brent. That's another new listener, Brent, out in Grand Junction, Colorado, and we appreciate him. And also some other folks that I'll get to here in a little bit, because we got some of the truckers out there. Now, Kyle, who is this guy, Lev Parnas?
This is the guy with these notes that are coming out, I believe, with the new evidence, quote unquote.
Was he the guy that was working with Rudy Giuliani?
Yes, exactly.
And he's the one who got caught.
That's right.
All right, and he's a liar. We know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's already lied and got caught. Number one, I'm not sure, but he may have. He's one of these, for lack of better words, he's like a New York City thug, right?
Well, yeah, for lack of a better expression, yeah.
Okay. Now, he came out and said President Trump knew of his activities in the Ukraine, and it was never about the corruption. He was never over there about the corruption.
Well, that's what he's saying, of course. And, you know, it's interesting that a lot of this is coming to light, of course, well after the articles of impeachment and the investigation and the House of Committees and all that. All that's done, and now we're sort of hearing about this. I'm wondering why we didn't hear about it ahead of time. But, again, this is part and parcel of wait around and see if you can get more stuff.
Yeah, and Richard the Marine is saying all the stuff that we're seeing right now is opening the pathway for Hillary at the convention.
Well, possibly only because, like I was talking about, there's no real unity in the Democrat Party, and they don't have momentum. And I'll say something else. They don't have some kind of critical mass going on in the country. For example, the idea that, well, you got to elect Democrats because you got to get this economy moving, and we got to help the working people and all this kind of stuff. They can't say that because everything is going so much better under Trump.
Ocasio-Cortez said, well, just because we got a better economy and the stock market up, that doesn't mean people are making more wages. They are. They are. They actually are. I've got a friend of mine, okay, that back 4 years ago was making $8 an hour. 2 years ago, he went to $12 an hour. Now he's up to $16 an hour 2 years later. Okay, so in a 4-year period, he's gone from 8 to 16. Seems to me that's double.
That seems like double to me, exactly. And of course, you know, but they have to say something. They have to, I mean, this is akin to her saying, well, of course employment numbers are up. Everybody's working two jobs or something like that. You know, it's just crazy. But it's this kind of thing because they have to come up with something that sort of negates what our eyes and what our ears tell us about the world, and that's how they operate.
Well, this is a whole, and by the way, he was being interviewed on Rachel Maddow's show. I wouldn't believe anything that came off of MSNBC and Rachel Maddow. Nothing.
Well, again, this is they have to come up with something that sounds big. It has to be the latest bombshell. You know, it all has to sort of go together and dovetail with Nancy Pelosi, you know, taking the articles of impeachment over to the House, over to the Senate, rather. And it's all got to be this big sort of theater thing. But again, as I mentioned earlier, the idea there's no critical mass in the country to try to get rid of Trump. In fact, I think most regular folks are going about their daily lives, enjoying the better economy, and saying to themselves, my goodness, what happens if we get a Liz Warren in there?
Well, now, there's something very interesting going on, and now we're going to move over to the ICE topic that I've got there. Some of these cities around the country are sanctuary cities, right?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And your state's actually a sanctuary state, right?
Yeah, I think the whole thing, yeah.
Well, ICE has now gone to the court system to subpoena the sanctuary city law enforcement officers in Denver. This is the start in Denver to get information about the illegals that they've taken in and arrested for whatever.
Well, right. And again, this has to do with, you know, who's in charge of immigration in the country. Can it be left up to, you know, state or local governments, or do they have to defer to the federal government in this case? And so, yeah, I'm not surprised that this is what they're trying to accomplish, because they're trying to hamstring the federal government from being able to do something that's incredibly important for our country. It's not anti-people. It is trying to enforce the law so that our country prospers.
Yeah, and this happens to be another way of going in, I guess you could call it the back door if you want, for them to get information. If the sanctuary cities don't want to do it, they go to a federal court. They get a court order, and the court order says they've got to give up the information. If they don't, well, they're held in contempt of court, and then it goes from there.
Right, exactly. And, you know, the people who have bad designs on the United States, they look at these kinds of things and they laugh and they clap their hands and they say, great, look at what's happening. The United States can't even govern itself and they're at each other's throats. That's the wrong signal to send for any reason in terms of our own national security.
Now, there's another backstory that's going on about Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. And that, of course, they did not shake hands the other night. And after the debate was over, Elizabeth Warren said to Bernie Sanders, she said, you called me a liar, turned around and walked away.
Yeah, she came up to him and she said, you know, you're calling me a liar on national TV, essentially. And Bernie Sanders said something like, no, let's not do this right now, or let's talk about this later, that kind of thing. And the audio got released, and that's pretty heavy duty stuff, because that's some pretty heavy accusations.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. We're going to talk about the economy again, because there's some things in the offing coming up. President Trump has got in his reelection campaign. You're going to want to hear about this. So don't go anywhere. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has signed the two articles of impeachment against President Trump, and the impeachment managers carried the articles to the Senate. Before the House voted to send the articles, Pelosi said people deserve fairness.
Whatever the outcome, the American people want a fair trial, fair to the president, fair to the American people. The American people deserve the truth. The Constitution requires a trial, a fair trial.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says it took Pelosi a month to hand over the articles.
These delay tactics were self-serving, hypocritical, and discrediting. But they made an important admission. Some might even call it a concession. You proved a very big point. Democrats do not even believe their case was robust enough to win in a trial.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Joe Biden, 15. You're down to 4. It's Bernie's Race to Lose.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930 The Answer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and their website is geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office that you find by going to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, typing in your zip code, and it will give you two alternatives. It will give you the opportunity to find out who your local agent is and where they're located, a phone number, address, and all that. And it will also give you an opportunity to ask them a question there on the website, like compare insurance with the vehicle you got now, the company you got now, and see if they can save you some money, which is what I did to begin with many years ago. And yes, they did save me money, and every year they do. Now, if you're a safe driver, you get a safe discount driver every year, and you get discounts for other things too. If you don't, for example, A lot of people buy insurance and they get the Cadillac plan and they don't realize that if you only drive, say, 5,000 or 6,000 miles a year, you don't need to be paying for something that covers you for 10,000 or 15,000 or 20,000 miles a year when you don't drive it. Consequently, your premium can be a lot less. Now, they offer coverage for your car or the truck that you're driving, also the motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, Sea-Doo, Ski-Doo, and they can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too, like they do me. I have my homeowners and owners insurance with them, and it lowers my car insurance even more because it's on a package, if you will. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. Well, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Al wants me to wants us to address the question about the caravan that's reportedly coming back up through the system. And yes, there was a caravan that started out. They started out with maybe 100 or 200 people, is my understanding. I'm not sure how much bigger it is than that right now, but they were able to force their way across the Guatemalan border from Honduras. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes.
And they are currently trucking across Guatemala, trying to get to Mexico. Go pick up more people to come along the way. But the deal is Mexico so far has been stopping them on their border.
That's exactly right. And so we understand it looks like there might be around 400 by this time. And they did. There seemed to be a very unpleasant situation there in the Guatemalan Honduran border because it does, what I'm looking at here, said that they did force their way through a line of border police to get to the Guatemalan side. But you're exactly right, Captain. I think the Mexican authorities are going to shut this down before too long.
Well, they've got 10,000 or so troops on that border along with their border people, and they slowed that down to a crawl because it's 78% less than what had been coming across right now, because they're not only stopping them, but they're sending them back where they came from. And by the way, the United States right now, detention centers are emptying out. Some of them are actually empty in South Texas and whatnot, and they're taking the people, and they're not just sending them across the border into Mexico. They're sending them 1,000 miles away down into Central and South America, way out of the picture.
Right, exactly. And, of course, what we understand with this newer caravan is that, again, we hear quotes about there's no work around and this kind of thing. But generally speaking, in this whole issue, I think one of the most relevant things is that you have people, if they're trying to escape oppression, well, if they can get to a safe country, then that's that. They don't have to come all the way to the United States, per se.
Now, let's talk about the economy. Larry Kudlow yesterday said the U.S. and China phase one signing kicked off. Phase two is going to be working. They still have the tariffs on there. But the stock market reflected favorably. A lot of other economic indicators are showing that things are going to be just that much better because China's going to be buying a lot more American products, helping out agriculture, plus our manufacturing companies as well. That's all a good thing, right?
Well, it sure is, and if we understand the parameters of this deal, we can expect at least $200 billion for the Chinese to buy U.S. goods, about that amount over the next 2 years. And how about this, Captain? How about putting about another million people to work in this country, creating jobs,
right,
and then having a little bit more on the GDP scale as well?
Right. Now, the other thing that we're doing, again, Larry Kudlow said that the tax cuts 2.0 plan will be revealed during the campaign. And as a result, as I said, the Dow and Standard & Poor's 500 ended at record highs as the U.S. and China signed their truce and they went along with their new trade deal.
Well, sure, exactly, and of course, I think we'd see these favorable reactions because it's generally good news. And according to Kudlow, he also talked about that this was the biggest hill, that is, the first phase of this deal was the biggest problem so far. So phase two, hopefully, will go a lot easier, and it will help to ensure that there's a good deal in the offing here overall for the American people.
Now, there's some good news for Puerto Rico, but there's some conditions attached. attached to it because there's been so much graft and corruption down there with some of their politicians that every time you give them a bunch of aid, you know, big amounts of aid, the politicians get in there and they start siphoning off the top. Well, this time, the Trump administration has released $8.2 billion in Puerto Rican aid with restrictions, and that is that they're going to be monitored every step along the way to make sure the aid goes where it's supposed to go.
Well, given the circumstances and given the history for the people that live on the island of Puerto Rico, this is a very important thing to be doing. We can't just send stuff because I remember, Captain, I think you were telling the story about all these water bottles that wound up in the middle of nowhere.
It wasn't water bottles. It was cases of water.
Cases of water.
Thousands of cases in the middle of nowhere in the jungle.
Yeah, exactly. And so it didn't do the good it was supposed to, and this was as a result of the hurricane.
And you know why? There was a black market. They were putting it there, and they were selling it.
Exactly, exactly.
Plus, so, they were doing the same thing with generators and other things that people needed to have, including the MRE meals. I mean, all of that was there at this place that they found in the middle of nowhere in the jungle, and I mean the middle of nowhere.
Exactly right. And so to be able to monitor it and have some kind of trail, this is the best thing for everybody.
All right. Now, something else that's happening right under our eyes. Virginia Governor Northam says that he was leery of threats that he was hearing, and he banned all weapons, no weapons at all, allowed into the gun rights rally that's going to be held in Richmond, Virginia later this week.
Yeah, he's talking about the idea. He said that they had serious threats of violence, armed confrontation at their capital, and so forth.
That's what he's worried about. It didn't mean it was going to happen.
Well, exactly right. But it's also a way of trying to gin up this notion that, you know, the gun thing is coming to a head. But he seems to be one of the primary people trying to push it to a head.
Well, the whole idea was the people that were coming to that demonstration were going to be there, and the ones that were able to carry open carry were going to do that. Concealed carry, they were going to do that, and they were going to carry their rifles and shotguns on their shoulders, and that was going to be their protest to show that they were in support, that they were Second Amendment people, and the governor has shut that down.
Right, but exactly. But the thing.
By the way, he's declared an emergency too.
Well, right,
for that area.
Yeah, but he's but the people that want to exercise their Second Amendment rights aren't the criminal element. They're the regular citizens who see this as a major component to their freedoms of being an American, and that's where this whole thing is being brought to a head, and it seems so artificial, which is a very, very bad sign.
By the way, do you have any messages for the vice president?
Not right now, but just go Pence, go.
Well, I'm going to see him today.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly how close I'm going to be, but I'm going to be with the White House press corps covering the event. He's coming to Tampa today, and I will be there, and I'll probably be as far away from him as I am my door right now.
Very cool. Well, you know, he's an honorable guy, so, you know, just give him everybody's best.
Plus, I was asked as a military parent to be there for another reason, as a military greeter, so we'll see what happens. I hope I get a chance to meet him, because I like him. I like what he's all about. I think he's a great guy.
Yeah, he seems like a decent person, and that's so important.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And what's playing right now?
Well, I think my Friday/weekend edition is up there right now. We're going to have a new one up real quick.
Okay, KyleWarrenShow.com. Thank you, Kyle. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Take care, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. And when we come back, we're going to have to get into the weather, and sorry about this Catwoman and Road Dog and you people up in the northeastern part of the U.S. and up north where it's cold, because I can see where it's cold. They got blue, and they got a lighter blue. They got light blue, dark blue, and purple up there where it means it's way below zero in some of these areas in the north country. But that lake effect snow has kicked in again off Lake Erie and off Lake Ontario, and we'll get into all that as well as the snow coming across the middle part of the country out of the Four Corners, as well as coming out of the West Coast where another.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Then, the Democrats seem to be siding with our enemy.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 9 on AM 930, The Answer.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
Alrighty, that's Merle Haggard. That's the original theme from the Trucker Show on television, Claude Akins and Frank Converse, called Moving On. And that was a show years ago. Will and Sonny. I remember that very well. The old black Kenworth with a single bunk sleeper and a 40-foot Great Dane refrigerated trailer. Go anywhere you wanted to go for $2 a mile. Now, the weather is in the news. We have got three, count them, three different storm systems right now across the country, ranging from the Northeast to the Midwest to the West Coast, and another one coming. Now, a strong Pacific storm will continue to roll across the West Thursday and Friday, delivering additional rain at the lower areas, heavy mountain snow in the mountains, and strong winds. And we'll get into all that in a minute. Heavy snow and blowing snow will continue Thursday over the Great Lakes and interior Northeast as a storm system shifts off the coast. Now, this is bringing lake effect snow to upstate New York as well as to the Erie, Pennsylvania area and then over to Buffalo around the lee shore of Lake Erie. Now, another winter storm is anticipated to track from the plains through the east Friday through Sunday. Now, this storm is coming out of New Mexico, and it's over into the northwestern corner of Texas to include Amarillo and Lubbock, and it's in the western half of Oklahoma right now, as well as most of the state of Kansas. And there are warnings up right now for the northern part of Missouri, including Columbia and Iowa. About half of Iowa is under a winter storm watch right now. Temperatures are very cold amongst all this. And you've also got heavy winter storm warning for all around Albuquerque, north, south, east, west, and up into Colorado, along I-25. And when you come up into Colorado, the mountains to the west, just over the line, mountaintops right now have got a winter storm warning there with a lot of high winds. West of I-25, up over the top of the rocks, over into the eastern part of Utah, Grand Junction. You've got some wind there tonight. You may have some snow in the offing because over in Utah, you've got snow in the Salt Lake City area drifting down south towards Provo and Ogden and up towards Wyoming, in as far as about Rollins and Wyoming on I-80, and right up I-15, up in through Idaho, and then into the base of Montana. Now, let's talk about Montana. Let's talk about North, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin right now. Because we've got some really cold temperatures going on right now. You heard Al mention 4 degrees above zero in Nebraska. I can see that because of the temperature map that they've got there. But above you, Al, if you wanted to take a little drive, oh, about 200-300 miles north, you'd probably find below zero temperatures if you kept going. So it's really cold in the north part of the country up there along the Canadian border. And it's going to get colder, it looks like, for the next couple of days. But coming in from Washington State and Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and the western, extreme western part of Montana, right there in the Idaho line, you've got another winter storm warning with this storm that's coming in. The snow goes down all the way through Oregon to California. Now, Medford, Oregon, I-5 in California has a winter storm warning right now. All of northern California, a winter storm warning. That takes you right over to Donner. It takes you right down all the way along the the Nevada and California line, right down into the San Bernardino Mountains,
a winter storm warning. And you've also got scattered snow in the peaks coming east into the high plains, into the high desert, they call it. You've also got some very high winds in the high desert up towards Nevada, central Nevada. All of central Nevada's got high wind warnings tonight. The southeastern corner of Oregon, where it's not snowing, it's got high wind warnings. You've got high wind warnings in Wyoming, over in the southeastern corner of Wyoming, from Cheyenne east to the Nebraska line. And then, just for good measure, let's throw in the fog that's there. Because down in the south, along I-10, and the southwestern corner of Georgia, and Mobile, Alabama, coming up I-65 and coming up I-85 out of Montgomery into Georgia, you've got some areas of dense fog. You've also got some areas of some rain, and it's been raining there for a day or two. And all the way across I-10 tonight to Houston, you've got patchy, dense fog in different areas there right now. And then when you skip up into the central part of Louisiana, along I-20, you've got some fog there about halfway across the state. And I-20 inland from Louisiana over into Texas, about 50 miles, you got some dense fog there. So be advised, that's what's going on right now. Now, the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And, of course, if you haven't been in a Pilot Travel Center lately, and you remember what they were like in the old days, when basically you went in there, got cheap fuel, got a cup of coffee, got a bag of chips, got a hot dog, and out the door you went. Well, not anymore. Now in the Pilot Travel Centers, you're very apt to find a McDonald's, an Arby's, could even find a Wendy's, could be a Taco Bell, Subway, Pizza Hut, Chester's Chicken, or even a full-service Dunkin' Donuts with a breakfast menu, a lunch menu, and a light dinner menu. So there you go. And, of course, the Flying J's are always the gold standard for the pilots in the Flying J's. They can find a Denny's in there, a Huddle House, a Moe's Southwest Grill, and the bigger ones have actually got another location in there. It could be anything from a Subway to a Pizza Hut to a Dairy Queen to a Taco Bell, but they've always got something else in there, the bigger truck stops around the cities, the big cities. So there you go. So check them out, Pilot Travel Centers, Flying J's, and the Third Watch. If you stop in there and tell me Captain sent you, you're going to get yourself a free cup of coffee, so stop on in there and do that. Now, also want to remind everybody, coming up Tuesday night, January 21st, at the Manatee County Fair in Palmetto, Florida, all Blue Star families are invited, all Gold Star families are invited, all active duty military are invited, all veterans are invited to a Veterans Tributes Evening, brought to you by Palmetto Build. Now, we'll have special appearances there by Daryl Worley, the Nashville recording artist of the tribute song Have You Forgotten. We'll also have Jessica Lynch. She was the POW that was captured, wrote a book called I Am a Soldier Too. She was awarded a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart, and she currently supports and promotes PTSD. She'll be speaking about that, plus her book probably, and she'll be there to not only sell her book, but also to sign autographs and whatnot. And I'll be there. I'll be there to say a few words to everybody up on stage, and we'll have some other local dignitaries and whatnot there. Thanks to the Manatee County Fair for, again, putting on a Veterans Tribute Evening. Now, the other thing is, there's going to be a Veterans Parade. Now, they want the veterans to assemble at 5:30 on the 21st, January 21st, over in the Palmetto School, High School parking lot. And then at 6 o'clock, everybody will march over across the street, about 800-900 feet over to the Veterans Hall, and inside they'll go, and we'll start everything over there about 7 o'clock, and it'll last about an hour, maybe an hour and a half, but it's going to be really good. You're going to love it, so tell your friends, tell your neighbors, and it's free, 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 because it's free admission night, especially for all the military families and veterans that are there. So, want to see you the 21st at the Manatee County Fair. For more information, go to the ManateeCountyFair.com website, ManateeCountyFair.com. All right, Kathy, take us to break. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.